AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. President Biden offered reassurances following the collapse of two banks. CBS News correspondent Jared Hill has more.
Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe. Your deposits will be there when you need them.
President Biden this morning, after federal regulators announced they're taking emergency measures to make sure depositors of the now failed Silicon Valley Bank, or SVB, will have access to all their funds starting today.
Small businesses across the country, the deposit accounts at these banks can breathe easier knowing they'll be able to pay their workers and pay their bills.
They say they're taking similar measures for investors of Signature Bank of New York, which collapsed yesterday.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul also urged calm.
This is an unusual circumstance, but the main message I want to deliver is that New Yorkers should have confidence that their money is secure, and wherever they've chosen to bank, that is protected.
The Biden administration will allow the Willow Oil Project to progress on Alaska's North Slope. It's not what climate activists like the president of Earth Justice, Abigail Dillon, want to hear.
It is a major contributor to climate change, which Alaska is feeling most acutely in the world. It's the fastest warming place in the world.
The president is meeting with his Australian counterparts in San Diego about a deal that will give the country nuclear-powered subs. Correspondent Nancy Cordes from Washington.
China has been engaged in a massive buildup of its own military, its army, its air force, its navy, its space force. And that has the U.S. and its major allies in the Pacific very concerned. They want to build up their deterrent capability, not just on the water, but under the water.
Former President Trump will not testify before a New York grand jury about alleged hush money payments. His ex-fixer, Michael Cohen, is testifying today. CBS's Graham Cates.
His testimony, it should be the last or among the last that the grand jury hears before it decides what to do.
Hate crimes are surging, as Cammy McCormick reports.
New statistics show hate crimes were up more than 11% in 2021 from the year before. The most frequent are fueled by racial and ethnic bias. The Justice Department has expanded its efforts to track these crimes, and prosecutors have stepped up criminal investigations.
A big anniversary for CBS's World News Roundup.
This is Edward Murrow speaking from Vienna.
Today, the show celebrates 85 years on the air. On Wall Street, the markets are gaining. The Dow is up 134 points. The S&P is up 24. This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, March 14th. The Central Wisconsin Joint Airport Board meeting will take place at 8 a.m. at the East Terminal upper level in Conference Room B. In Portage County, the Highway Committee will meet at 3:30 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Stevens Point Downtown Business Improvement District Board meeting will begin at 4:15 p.m. in the City Conference Room on Strongs Avenue. The Village of Whiting will hold their board meeting at 7 p.m. In Adams County, the Special Administrative and Finance meeting will take place from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Adams County Courthouse in Room A231. The Solid Waste Committee meeting will be from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Courthouse in Boardroom A230. The Village of Buren has their Board of Trustees meeting tonight at 6:30 p.m. at the Municipal Center. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 3 above. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 32. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Lows around 19. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the mid-40s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 27.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Correct. Coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. Unless and until you know history, you're going right to the front lines of history in the making. There was a lot of it made over the weekend. Let's get right into it. Two banks have gone under. Silicon Valley Bank and then out east Signature Bank. I put that in a little perspective, talk about the reasons why they went under, what's being done. Joe Biden and the administration and the whole government are doing a great job. Let me give you some facts, some historical facts. It is common on average for several banks a year to fail. One of the astonishing things is that no bank up till now has failed under Joe Biden's presidency in 21 and 22. That's an aberration. But nobody failed. Now there are two. Okay. Let me tell you 2008. Do you remember 2008? George W. Bush was president. And there was the terrible failures. 10% of the people were thrown out of work and 3.8 million people lost their homes, were evicted. They lost their homes, 3.8 million. So how serious is the Silicon Valley Bank failure and the Signature Bank failure? Tell you their assets, tell you why it happened, and tell you what Joe is doing about it. The assets of Silicon Valley Bank, they had $209 billion in assets, with a B, and $175 billion in deposits. Signature Bank had $110 billion in assets and $89 billion in deposits. Silicon Valley Bank was a lender to the tech industry. That was its niche. Obviously not the only lender. To put all this in perspective, and then Signature Bank, the lender to the cryptocurrency industry. Let me give you some advice. I'm not a professional financial consultant. Don't invest in cryptocurrency. Don't invest in cryptocurrency, okay? To put all this in perspective, Morgan Chase, one of the big boys, has more than $3 trillion in assets. So while these billions are a lot of money, don't get me wrong, the failure of a couple of banks now is statistically, historically almost compelled. It's amazing that there were no failures in 2021 and 2022, the first 2 years of the Biden presidency. Now, a couple of things, and then I'm going to tell you about the history of this back into the 2008 era and the Dodd-Frank bill and what Trump did and what's got to be done in the future. Silicon Valley Bank, yet lent to the tech industry, But it started to get hit when the Fed started to raise interest rates, and the assets that they held, some of the bonds, lost value. And then they publicized that they had to go out and sell some assets to meet demands. They took a loss. And then there's kind of a frenzy, and everybody goes, oh, I'm going to pull my money out. Let me tell you something. In the 1930s, there was a real problem with pulling your money out because there was no FDIC, no Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The government, the government didn't insure your assets. And if you didn't pull them out, they could disappear. Under Roosevelt, we passed government insurance. We also passed a thing called the Glass-Steagall Act. The Glass-Steagall Act forbade banks, among other things, from essentially gambling with depositors' monies, investing in securities and so forth. They're supposed to lend money and get interest. By the 1990s, banks got greedy, and they pressured, and the Republican Party pressured Bill Clinton to repeal the Glass-Steagall Act and let them engage in certain kinds of investments on the theory that it would increase their overall profitability. But when you let banks, in effect, go into the casino of the stock market and the securities market, start investing in assets because they want yield, they want higher returns than just depositors' deposits, you know, the interest they get from depositors, you're going to get some cowboys and you get some crooks, quite a few of them, as a matter of fact. So by 2008, everybody want yield, and they were bundling mortgages and selling them as derivatives, which was an investment that even Warren Buffett said, I don't understand it, and wouldn't invest in it. In those days, you could go into a bank and be unemployed and have very little money, and they would not even demand you put much down and give you an $800,000 mortgage. That happened in Arizona to the M&I Bank, Marshall Nilsley Bank in Milwaukee, one of the great banks in the history of Milwaukee, and they went under. They got killed by these Arizona bankruptcies. Well, when it all got sorted out in 2008, when 10% of the people got thrown out of work, 3.8 million lost their homes, nobody on Wall Street, as a result of that, went to jail. Not one person. Not one person. And what they ended up doing is they almost bankrupted the country. Well, we passed the Dodd-Frank Act, and the Dodd-Frank Act did a lot of things, but one of the things it made the banks have higher cash reserves, and it also limited some of their riskier investments, some of their cowboy conduct. Now, and it had more government oversight. From the minute it was passed, and Obama rammed it through and Biden rammed it through with the Democrats, Republicans kept chipping away, want to repeal it. There's a free market. You don't have a free market in banking in that sense, not in that sense, when your losses are insured and you can use the money to gamble in the stock market. Well, what happened was when Trump came along in 2018, he said, I want to repeal the Dodd-Frank Act. It's unbelievable. And by executive order, he loosened some of its requirements. And then the repeal went to the Senate. And the Senate, fortunately, turned it down because of all the Democrats and maybe a few Republicans. So then you fast forward to 2023. Silicon Valley Bank had to close its doors. And Signature Bank, same thing. What Biden has done and ordered Janet Yellen to do is that the FDIC will insure all deposits. So if you deposited money in that bank, and by the way, the limit is $250,000 per person, but I'm fairly sure that Biden is going for the just flat deposits. Biden will insure and pay to the depositors all the money they had. But he's not going to insure or pay investors and unsecured bondholders. Now, what does that mean? Banks, believe it or not, many of them can be sold. They have stock. They're public companies. They can be sold. You can sell their stock. You can buy their stock, and you can sell their stock. Well, you know something? If you bought stock in Silicon Valley Bank, you're out of luck, and Joe Biden is not going to give you a dime. If you're an unsecured bondholder, okay, Silicon Valley Bank borrowed money from you and gave you a bond. They didn't give you any security. Well, the security or the assets of their depositors who have first dibs on it, you're out of luck too. And there's some crooked stuff here. Let me be very blunt. The CEO of Signature Bank sold 3.6 million of his shares he owned on February 27 before he disclosed the losses. There's got to be a securities fraud investigation of both these banks, quite frankly. And a little known fact, I'll give you a little known historical fact. George W. Bush, president of the United States, before he was president, before he was governor, when he was the director of a company, he was told by the insiders that the company was going to have some bad news coming up. He dumped all the stock. That's securities fraud. That's punishable by jail. SEC went after him. He hired the former retired lawyer for the SEC, and the fix was in, and he got off. So let me be blunt. Let me be very blunt. The big boys get away with some of this stuff. Biden's on top of it. Biden's doing a very good job on this. Dodd-Frank has to be strengthened. All of what Trump did to weaken it and attempting to repeal it has got to be reversed. But beyond that, it's working the way it's supposed to work. The FDIC insures depositors' deposits. They don't insure unsecured bondholders or investors in the stock. If the big boys committed securities fraud, they got to be charged. It's as simple as that. Several banks go under on average every year. 16 of them went under in Trump's 4 years of the presidency because he himself is a crook and belongs in prison. 8 of them went under even before the pandemic. He couldn't go, oh, the pandemic. The pandemic was around when Biden was there, too. And nothing went under. I've told you, how many times have I said, you cannot trust a Republican with money? Pure and simple. Will every Republican steal it? Of course not. Of course not. But are they incompetent? Are they economically illiterate by and large? Will they make sure that they're donors or that some half-baked idea that they have of the free market from the 19th century and they don't know what they're talking about? Will they spout it off in a supper club in Ladysmith? Yes, they will. Some of these people end up as governors, like Walker, who then turns over, what, a $4.5 billion commitment to a Chinese company that never did anything and blocked Intel and Oshkosh B'gosh from occupying some of the best industrial land in the state.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Celebration and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy day in Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 13 tonight under clear skies with a chance of flurries. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 32. Lows dip down to about 17 tomorrow night. Mid-40s Wednesday, upper 40s Thursday, with a chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for going What's Your Mind today, Dick.
Well, thanks for what you're saying about the president, because it's absolutely true. And then the last clown on social media talking about, oh, this is 1929 all over again, on and on and on. Give me a break. 2008, when you alluded to that earlier, Matt, I actually thought about John McCain just briefly. You know, honorable guy. But then if you recall, what did he do when that meltdown happened with the banking thing late summer of that campaign? He suspended his campaign. I mean, really? If you're president of the United States, you got to deal with the cards that are dealt you. I thought to myself, and then his other ultimate thing, picking Sarah Palin, but I was beyond him immediately when he did that with the banking thing. You don't suspend your campaign. You speak to the issue. What would you suggest here or something, but just to crawl in a hole and pretend it's not happening?
Yeah, right. And I mean, you know, that was 15 years ago. Yeah. But I mean, what's happening right now, and you're right to point to 2008, is Dodd-Frank had to be passed as a result of that, and then the Republicans spent the next decade trying to repeal it. They always do that kind of stuff. Oh, we need yield, they say. We need yield. Higher percentages on our investments. They're not your investments if your losses are socialized and your profits are privatized. They're not investments. Thanks a lot, Dick. Thanks for calling in. I want to get to another piece of Republican illiteracy, and that is this, the debt limit. I'll tell you what. It is experts, and I'm talking about economic experts, dispassionate experts, have said that they believe the Republicans may be putting us into a market crash, and that may be what it takes to get them to raise the debt limit. Now, let me parse that for a second. Market crash. Give you an example. Give a good example. Back in 2008, in the crisis, the House, Republican-dominated, rejected a $700 billion bailout package on September 29, and the deadline was September 30. The Dow plunged 7% in one day, 7% in one day. And suddenly they got scared and they agreed to a negotiated rescue package passed a few days later. They always do this. They come out to 5 p.m. on the day of the deadline, and sometimes they do it and sometimes they don't. This is the Republican Party. The Democratic Party has never done that. It has never done that. Now, what's happening here is, the word is, that the Republican Freedom Caucus with McCarthy, because he knows they can yank his speakership if they want to, are negotiating among themselves what bills to tell Biden not to pay. I'm not kidding. what bills to tell Biden not to pay. Well, I got news for you guys. The U.S. pays all our bills, and we've always have paid our bills. Even when George Washington was president and the British were trying to strangle him and he had to raise money to pay his troops and to pay a government, we paid. And in the Civil War, when the South seceded and wouldn't send in tax dollars, Abraham Lincoln figured out a way to pay our bills. And in the 1930s, during the Depression, and then during the Second World War, when the Nazis were after us and the Japanese were after us, Franklin Roosevelt found a way to pay our bills. Here, there's no problem with paying our bills, except we have a treason caucus, and it is the Freedom Caucus in the Republican Party. It's a treason caucus. Now, we are not going to tolerate their going to Joe Biden and say, okay, you can't pay the Coast Guard for 90 days. Tell them to take out loans. Or the FBI for 90 days. That's what they did, by the way, about 12 years ago. Why don't you, you know, not send any aid to Ukraine or Israel? And why don't you do this and do that? And these are clowns. These are treasonous clowns, Putin clowns, headed by this Scott Perry, who sought a pardon. The FBI got a search warrant to take his cell phone. The clown is on his hind legs, pretending to be a human being, pretending to direct our economy. Is that what the clown is doing? And let me tell you something else before we go to the lines. Before we go to the lines. This Gallagher up in Green Bay is now saying he may run against Tammy Baldwin. And he set himself up with this China committee to look like a big shot. Let me tell you something. The Republicans have 6 of the 8 congressmen, even though they don't even get half the votes. In other words, they get 3/4 of the congressmen because of gerrymandering. Several of them are simply members of the Freedom Caucus. They are people like this Fitzgerald, Tiffany, and all that. And these kinds of people, frankly, have betrayed the United States. But Gallagher and Stile, to a lesser extent, the guy down in Janesville, are presenting as moderate Republicans. And let me tell you guys, we need a discharge petition with 6 Republican moderates to have the issue of the debt ceiling voted on by the House. The Senate already says it's fine. If Gallagher goes around pretending to be a moderate, but for instance, when there was a resolution to condemn QAnon, he abstained because he's trying to pose for holy pictures in some bizarre portion of his district. Let me tell you something else. If Gallagher and Stile, the others are unredeemable. They don't belong in Congress, quite frankly. But Gallagher and Stile, if they do not sign on to a discharge petition and let us default on our debts for the first time since George Washington, they should be run out of Congress and run out of the state, along with the other Republican congressmen that we have here in office in Wisconsin because of gerrymander. I'm tired of talking about New York, Pennsylvania, California should be doing it. Where's Wisconsin doing it? We're going to a break. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. Taking a short break. Get back to the lines right after the break. 844-967-2789.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Weight restrictions on state highways will begin Monday in the north central region. The Wisconsin DOT places seasonal weight restrictions on specific highways during the spring thaw periods to prevent damage to the pavement structure. Beginning at noon on Monday, March 13th, Wood County will see restrictions on the following roads, Wisconsin 54 and Wisconsin 173. Weight limits are 6 tons gross load for single-axle vehicles and 10 tons gross load for tandem-axle vehicles. The maximum gross weight is 24 tons. Visit the DOT website for complete information on weight-restricted roads. Wisconsin's latest winter storm has downed tree limbs and forced power company crews out to deal with outages scattered around the state. If you see downed power lines, stay away and contact your local utility. If you're supposed to be flying today, contact your airline, not the airport, to see if things are running on time. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. If you're talking,
they will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you.
You can do it if you try. It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 3 above. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 32. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Lows around 19. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the mid-40s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
State of Wisconsin, at least more important than the spring election. I hope people understand that Kelly is a mega, and he is part of the problem on the Supreme Court. You have three on it right now that voted to decertify a fair and free election in this state. One of them is retiring. We certainly do not need to replace her with another election denier. And there's many, many other things. So please, people, understand how important a Supreme Court election is. I know people are probably getting sick of me harping on it, but this is totally unbelievable. So thanks, Matt.
Yeah, I'm delighted you called in, Paul. Let me put an exclamation point again behind that. This is a race between Janet Protasiewicz, an excellent judge. I'm supporting Janet, and a lot of people are. Janet is was a prosecutor with the Milwaukee County District Attorney for well over 20 years, prosecuted some of the worst crimes, murders, sexual assaults, and the rest of them, and a very tough prosecutor, and frankly, made tough recommendations on sentencing. She then became a judge and is one of the best in Milwaukee and statewide. She'll be superb on there. There is nobody, I repeat, nobody who knows criminal law better than she does. Nobody in the state, including the faculties at the two law schools. Nobody. Secondly, this fellow Kelly also ran. He wasn't a judge. Walker plucked him out because he was a loyal Republican, put him on the Supreme Court. I mean, Wisconsin, governor just doesn't put you on because there's a vacancy. He puts you on momentarily, and you got to run. He ran. He ran 2020, and he lost to Jill Karofsky, and he lost big. People didn't like what they heard, and they still don't like what they hear. But remember one other thing about this guy. He was paid by the Republican Party just under $120,000. $120,000 to be their lawyer on ginning up the fake electors to overturn a fair election. And they want him, the Republicans, on the Supreme Court. Because then, as a Supreme Court justice, what he can do, he can simply issue a decision that the Democrat didn't win. And then therefore, what, that's okay? No, that's not okay. $120,000, $40 of it, they were paying him during his campaign. Got a check in December. I've asked on the air, hey, Kelly, are you still getting checks? Did you get a check in January or February? And if you don't win this race, do you have a sweetheart deal? We can go back in the Republican trough. If you vote for Kelly, you're voting for a Republican staffer who will not certify a Democrat for office. And you're voting for a Republican staffer who will not upset gerrymandering and order fair maps. Janet Protasiewicz has said she will order fair maps. It's really as simple as that. I love the show. I love the callers. Everybody calls in. Everybody wrings their hands about this and that. But it comes down to this. Do you really mean it? Do you want fair maps? Do you want judges who will certify whoever won the election? This is Wisconsin. This isn't a Russian election. And if you do, you vote for Janet Protasiewicz. Going on the lines, Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jean?
Thank you for the great show today, Matt. I really appreciate learning the information on the banks because there's been a lot of hype going on. People are scared and that type of thing. They'll do anything to blame Biden for anything, and this is not Biden's issue. I want to bring up something really important as a female, as a woman, and who care about all the women in our state. And I'm really concerned, you know, people kind of, you know, ham-haw around the word abortion, and it's forced pregnancy that these people are pushing in our state. And there's so many instances where women can't carry babies, and some of them are really close to death in some of those states. We've heard proven fact and their personal stories. And we need protections for the women and the young girls in our state. I mean, inappropriate sexual acts on young women and kids, young girls and teenagers, high depression rates with our girls. In addition to that, in our state, they've proposed maybe, you know, some okays for women who are raped or incest. Give me a break. Women can't always prove they are raped. How many rape kits did we have sit on the goddamn shelves? In addition, when Republicans were in office, in addition to that, rape. How do you prove rape? In addition to that, a lot of women don't report it because they know they go through the horrifying mill of being, you caused it, what were you wearing on that day, and incest. There's a lot of incest with little children. And they don't tell anybody because guess what? They live with their perpetrators. Come on, guys. We need this woman judge for the sake of all the women and young girls in our state. So please get out there and vote for this female judge who cares about the women in our state. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate my time being able to bring this out because, hey, I worked with some of these little kids. This is serious crap they're pulling, and you guys need to help us, and you need to stand up against this horrifying thing that these people are putting on the females in our state. Thank you so much, Matt.
Thank you, Jean. Thank you, Jean. That was an unbelievably passionate and articulate statement, and I couldn't improve on that at all. And I'm, before we go to our next caller, I just want to tell you my own, how awful I felt watching the press conference of those women in Texas who are suing the state of Texas. And the one woman was unbelievably articulate and unbelievably honest. And she said, look, I had a pregnancy where they told me the baby would die and I might die of sepsis too, but they wouldn't terminate, they wouldn't do anything for me until the heart stopped beating of the baby and I had sepsis, and then they try to cure me. Well, let me tell you something. Sepsis is an infection that can kill. I know people, and actually they're men, who have died of sepsis and get sepsis in a hospital. It can be a fatal disease. It frequently is. To tell a woman, go home and get worse, and then if you get sepsis, we can go in and treat that. You're not supposed to let them get sepsis. You're supposed to treat them before they get sepsis. But that they have the snitch law in Texas, and these doctors are very afraid that, A, somebody will rat them out for doing a, quote, abortion, end quote, and then they'll have to pay damages, and C, that attorney general down there who's a crook, you know, he's under indictment for fraud, and that indictment has been pending for 7 years. That's Texas. They're protecting him. He's the guy that sued Wisconsin because he said he didn't like the way we certified Biden. And what I would have said is, I have a real short brief for you. It's one word, 1861. You didn't like that we voted for Abraham Lincoln either. How did that work out? Get out of my face. That would have been my brief, and I'm a lawyer. So that was very passionate. Gene, that was excellent. Thank you. We're going back to the lines. Todd or Billy, my friend, from Madison. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Todd or Billy?
Matt, I'm hoping that in addition to talking about the races that are coming up in April, I noticed this weekend that there's a number of ballot initiatives, at least where I live in Dade County, about a number of things, including gerrymandering, including the abortion statutes from ancient history, including issues about bail. And so I just hope you'll give some attention to those in the coming days and weeks and help us be educated when we step into the voting booth to vote on those. I don't know, and this would be part of the education I'd be seeking, whether any of those are binding initiatives or just advisory.
Yeah, Senator Billy, that's great. Let's parse that real quick before the break. And I'm going to put it to you, not to shock everybody, but you have several fake propositions on the ballot. One of them will be binding, and each of the counties, depending on whether they're liberal or conservative, will put their own to goose up the votes. What do I mean by that? So the one, and apparently according to Todd or Billy in Madison, and I haven't looked at all 72 counties and seen what all their initiatives are, but the one about gerrymandering and the one about abortion, if that's in Dane County, that's almost certainly limited to Dane County. It's not binding, but it's very important to get out there and vote on those initiatives. If that gets you out to vote for, also vote for Janet Protasiewicz, terrific. And I think In some communities, there are mayoral elections, there are aldermanic elections, that kind of thing, and other judicial elections. The ones that there are two statewide elections. Remember something. We have, not elections, two statewide referenda. Since we have a gerrymandered legislature, Evers can't veto it when the legislature wants to put on an advisory, non-binding resolution. And one of them that they have on there is that people who want welfare should work. They put that on there to make everybody angry. People, there are work requirements right now. There's a work requirement, or at least looking for work, for unemployment comp, for instance. All they're doing is reciting what's already the law to make Republicans feel that they're going out and do something. So you can decide whatever you want to do on that. I would not vote for that. I would say it's already the law, and this is a scam from the Republican Party. The other one from the Republican Party that's not a scam is on cash bail. And that, if that becomes a constitutional amendment, it has to pass the legislature and two successive legislatures. Evers can't veto it, and it goes on. So if that's on there statewide, I believe it is, you can decide what you want to do on it. There's absolutely no constitutional amendment that any Republican that would propose that I would vote for, because I think they're up to a scam. Now, on that particular one, I don't think it goes far enough. Saying that there should be cash bail is great. There already is a requirement. However, there are some crimes for which there can be no bail. If somebody murders somebody and he has threatened to murder other people in the family, he shouldn't get any bail at all. Not cash, not nothing, nothing. He should get nothing. There are plenty of times when people threaten their former girlfriend, they're going to murder her, and they get a restraining order, and then they go out and murder her anyway. The guy should get no bail, none whatsoever. If they threaten to murder witnesses or they murder a witness, they should get no bail. That particular initiative does not go far enough, and it's a scam by the Republicans. Now, so if you're in a Republican county, you may have something on there that's peculiar to your county. It is not binding elsewhere in the state, and it's a scam. Basically, the Republican Party wanted to goose you out, your vote, get you out there, so you vote for Kelly. That's the purpose of it. In the Democratic counties, like Milwaukee and Dane, there's going to be some on there that I will vote for, but I have no illusions. They're not going to be binding statewide. The one that is binding is the one on cash bail. Make up your own mind. You can vote for it or not vote for it. I'm not voting for it because I think it's a scam and it doesn't go far enough. They don't know the law. They don't know what they're doing. The gerrymandered Republican legislature is economically illiterate, and they're legally illiterate. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a mind, a Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a mind, a Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Badgers men's basketball team is in postseason play, and you can hear the action from the National Invitational Tournament on these local Civic Media radio stations. Wisconsin plays Bradley this Tuesday in Madison with an 8:30 p.m. tip-off. WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. In Richland Center, dial up WRCE 1450 AM or 107.7 FM. And in Amory, tune in 1260 AM, WLAK. Every win in the NIT, find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and on the app.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Your fix for progressive talk from Muskego to Pewaukee. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back
down. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go right back to the lines. Dawn of Wauwatosa, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dawn?
Hi, Matt. I'm wondering if you'd be willing to talk about the Vignago case, the case where Kelly recused himself and then unrecused himself. And then also if you'd be willing to talk about the appellate court race in the Milwaukee appellate branch.
Yeah, that'd be great, Dawn. Thank you. Yeah, on the Vignago case, I have not read the briefs and I have not read the record in that one. I know the Vignago family is a family, I believe they own a quarry. They own some construction and equipment and that kind of thing. And so, you know, they're a substantial family. And for whatever reason, I have no idea if they were suing, if they were being sued. I have no idea if it was a breach of contract or what it is. But I do know that in 2019, Kelly was on the court, not because he got elected, because Walker stuck him on there so he could have an interim appointment till he ran. And Kelly recused himself. I do not know the reason why he did recuse himself. My suspicion would be the Vignago family, I believe, has a reputation. I think they're fine business people. But they have a reputation socially and civically of being on the very conservative side of issues, especially social issues. And it may be that Kelly interacted with them or in some respect knew them. I do not know, but I know he recused himself. And this is no reflection on the Vignago family. They are a good business family. In 2020, he was running for election as a Supreme Court judge. And a number of the Vignago family members contributed to him roughly, I think exactly $20,000. $20,000 is the maximum that anybody could contribute. And I think it came in several chunks from different Vignagos. As a result, he unrecused himself, kind of in gratitude and to show gratitude for getting the money. That's on him. And I got to tell you something, Dawn. You cannot, you absolutely cannot have a judge who changes his mind on a decision, in this case, recusal, because he got money, and especially $20,000. Janet Protasiewicz has proposed a bar, a recusal bar for over a certain amount. Now, let me be blunt. A Supreme Court justice or any judge cannot go out and solicit money. That is unethical. So it's done through surrogates, which is ethical. Friends, supporters. So Janet Protasiewicz can't solicit money, and she hasn't. And I assume Kelly hasn't either. I don't know. But their friends can. People will contribute. $100, $250, $1,000. The question is, if you recuse yourself from every from any lawsuit where anybody contributed to you, the court couldn't function. So most people think, why don't we set a limit? If they contributed certainly $20,000, you recuse yourself. How about $10,000? How about $5,000? How about $1,000? My own view is that, you know, there's some people who are high net worth individuals, a couple of thousand, you don't recuse yourself, $20,000 you do. Before you take a position that you should recuse yourself for any contribution, you should know that everybody in the court takes contributions. So as long as you have an elected judiciary, that's going to be a problem. And the idea is set a limit, a bar. I will tell you that when the maximum permitted is 20 grand, at the very least, you should recuse yourself for those kinds of contributions. And Kelly unrecused himself for money. As far as there is a Court of Appeals race in Wisconsin. I think there may be several, but there's one in Milwaukee. And there's one by the incumbent, Bill Brash. There's another one by a partner at the Goldberg firm. It's a labor firm. And frankly, they're both fine candidates. I do not know who's going to win that one. I'm not involved in that race. But I think they're both excellent candidates. Dawn, thanks a lot for calling. I really appreciate it. I want to get in one non-call issue that are extremely important, Ukraine. There are 20,000 Ukrainian refugees here in the United States. If they go back to Ukraine, they'll be murdered, tortured, raped, or shot by the Ruskies. And their time has run out from what's called humanitarian parole. There's a special immigration status for people like them. It's called humanitarian parole. Biden has been pressured. I am pressuring him right now. I'm telling you right on here, Joe, extend their humanitarian parole. You cannot send these women, largely women, back to Ukraine to be raped by jihadists from Chechnya and perverts and sadists in the Wagner Group. Okay? It's as simple as that. Humanitarian parole, granted to them. And to give you an idea of what they're running into over there, it's just been disclosed. Another guy died last week, strangled with a belt. He was an oligarch who had said he disagreed with Putin on strategy in Ukraine. People in our national security have said that Putin is running Murder Incorporated over there. Murder Incorporated, you may have heard the term, was a term in the 1930s where the mafia killed 1,000 people, murdered them, assassinated them in the 1930s in the United States. 100 a year. Putin has murdered over 40 people right now, maybe many more. He's certainly in Ukraine. But I'm talking about oligarchs, scientists, generals, people who are Ruskies, who are commie Ruskies, who are vicious themselves, who disagree with him. And a lot of them are thrown out of windows. And there's a saying in Russia now that don't go near an open window unless you're Putin's friend. This guy was strangled with a belt. He was strangled with a belt, for Pete's sake. Another guy, they announced this with a straight face. He died of asphyxiation as he was traveling in a car. That's because Luca Brasi or somebody in the back seat throws it around his throat and garrots him. Several were stabbed to death with their wives and daughters. Two of them, one in Barcelona, one in Moscow. Another one murdered coming down through Monaco from Switzerland to France. The man is a Hitlerian murderer on a large scale in Ukraine, but in his personal life. He was one of the leaders of the old KGB. They specialize in assassinations. They're murderers. They're animals. They're thieves, perverts, genocidal sadists. This is Putin. This is Russia. I was glad to see that Zelensky proposed that Russia be renamed Muscovy. That was its name in the 18th century on Asian and European maps. Putin got angry at that. Putin must be killed. I've said this before, said it now. If these characters are not incentivized when they're being bumped off one by one, we have got to make sure that the Ukrainians or someone else does it. We're going to the end of the show. It's a great show. Great calls as always. Matt Flynn, direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey.
Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown.